We are here today with cameraman David Kumba, well-known figure of Noemi Mondani, and a man responsible for a lot of the development both of the area and of the church within the area. So I'd like to ask you a few questions. Just about when you were born, how you were schooled and so on. Just go through your life, and perhaps I will ask you a few questions in between.
Yeah.
When were you born?
I cannot actually tell the actual date when I was born, because my parents were illiterate.
Who was your father and mother?
My father is Kumba. My father died in 1942.
And your mother was?
My mother died in 1933. My mother died before my father, 1933.
And your father was in Bekumba?
Yes, he was in Bekumba.
And your mother was from where?
My mother was in Betambe.
Was?
Betambe.
From where?
From the town of Fotaba.
Ah, Fotaba.
Yes, Tano, the place, a small quarter called Tano.
So, and when were you born then?
I think it should be about between 1915 and 1916, in that time.
Okay. So do you remember anything from those days? What's your first memory?
I can remember something, my first time I've seen a European, when I was in the village.
What age would you be?
I was in about 12 years.
And so who was the European?
They call him Capman.
Capman?
Yeah. The district officer. He was then a district officer in Church of Emmanuel.
Was he doing the census?
He came out for a census. And according to record that I later on discovered, that was 1923.
Yes.
My the first impression was his dress. Then I was very surprised to see him talk to the African, and the African could understand him, and the two of them were conversing. But now I'm thinking that that man must have been his clerk.
Yes. So, what was life like in the village in those days? It was very different from now.
Life really was difficult.
Your father was had many wives.
My father has many wives. By then, I think his wife was about six. So we're all collected together, then put before my father. My father was standing behind. Then we approached the place for the census. So my father was asked a few questions. How many wives he has? How many children he has? How many goats? How many pigs? And so on. So I was very interested. So when I came back home, that was the time I had the desire to be able to read too, as that white man was writing.
How many children did your father have?
We had 13.
From the one mother?
No.
From different wives?
From different mothers.
Did many die or what?
No, before my father died, were many nine.
No, but I mean, did many of the children die?
Yes, some died.
So, from your own mother, you have how many brothers and
sisters?
Well,
I have a brother.
One brother? Who
one
is that?
One brother. My sister, I had one sister, but he died. So, my elder sister, when I jumped. I mean, my elder brother.
Yes.
My father died when he was living. So, we were nine before my father died. He left all behind. But out of these nine, four are living.
Four are still alive.
Yes, Bible of Diet.
So you wanted to learn to read and write.
To read and write.
This was the thing.
Because I look at it as a sort of magic for somebody to write and then somebody to read what you have written.
Mm-hmm.
So I became very interested.
So but how did you manage to then get from that desire?
I was using charcoal to write on plantain leaves.
Awesome.
But without making strokes or scratching anything, without getting any meaning.
Yes.
But trying to see what I can write at and then read what I can find but I could not. But now, in 1927, one boy came to our compound.
Uh-huh.
And I discovered that he was a schoolboy on holiday. As we were playing, you know, children always play when they meet.
Yes.
So I was playing with that boy. Then I come to understand that he was a schoolboy.
What was his name?
His name was Esamkem.
Esamkem?
Yeah.
He was a child of Mbeye Kumba or someone else?
Somebody else.
Just a relative?
Yes.
So when you met him and what did
I met him, we were conversing.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me about school, how he was attending school. Then I made up my mind to steal myself away and follow him to the school. I know that was an opportunity for me to be able to read and write.
Uh-huh.
So we planned. I planned with the boy. He told me when he would go back to school. So I asked him.
Where was he schooling?
The school was then at Azi.
Azi?
Yes. Uh-huh. Where you find those big guns. A school was there before.
Sorry, I didn't catch.
Where you find the entrance to the market.
Uh-huh.
Where some big guns, where there's some guns near the market.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So behind there was a school.
Awesome. The school was run by who?
It was then cancer school.
Cancer
school. They called it Native Administration.
Yeah. And who were the teachers?
The teachers were from Nigeria.
Can you remember their names?
I remember some. One Mr. Inyang.
Inyang.
Then Woshu and I've forgotten one.
Uh-huh. So they were cancer schools?
Yeah, they were cancer schools.
So this was 1927?
1927.
Okay.
That was the month of August. So when the boy were to go back, we arranged a meet and the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we then went back to school. And the teacher actually welcomed me. They were happy to get because it was not so easy to get children in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went there, I was very happy to see other children. That, my first impression was meeting many children.
Uh-huh. There were how many in the school?
There were about 20, there were more than 30.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, to me, there were many.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was my first time of meeting more than two or three children.
Yes.
So there were...
But what did your father say about all this? Did he know? He didn't know you had gone.
You know, I told my mother.
So you didn't have to pay school fees?
No, there were no fees.
You just went?
Yes.
And you were educated?
Yes. So I just went and the teacher gave me writing materials. The first thing the teacher did.
What were the writing?
The writer gave me writing material, a slate and a pencil.
Yes.
It was a pencil,
uh-huh,
writing on slate.
Mm-hmm.
Then my program now was how to read. So I thought I would just see and know straight away, but I was not so. The other boy write, I tried to read what he had written, I could not. So I write myself too. And then trying to see what I can write and read because other people read writing, but why not so?
Uh-huh.
So then I was given a reader, Atlantis reader, is that one. Uh-huh. So then we started to read the alphabet. So before 2 weeks' time, I was able to decide all the alphabets. I worked very hard. My aim was all the time thinking whether I would be able to read and write like other people too.
Yeah. Where were you staying at this time?
Well, I was staying in the dormitory.
Ah, it was a dormitory.
Yeah, the big dormitory.
And what about food and so on?
Feeding on Friday, I will go home and bring food.
Uh-huh.
And Sunday.
So your mother and father agreed?
Yes.
So how long did you stay in that school?
So I stayed in that school for more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then unfortunately the school was closed down.
Why?
Poor maintenance, were not well maintained. So it was closed down in 1930,
mm-hmm.
the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
Then some went down to Sase.
Yes.
Some went to Calabar.
Mm-hmm.
Some went to Manfe. But now my own problem was where to go and who to take me along.
Yes, just before we start on the next part of your career.
Yes.
One of the teachers there was a Christian, or was he the one who introduced the church there?
Before that, the church was there before.
Mm.
That was the time someone closed up the church.
Yes.
Because of the attitude of the catechist.
Yes. We can deal with that in another time, but there was no connection. None of these teachers started the church or started
no, 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 no started nothing. The church, yes.
But
we're being taught doctrine, sort of religious knowledge.
By one of these teachers?
By these teachers.
Uh-huh.
And then the Bathe missionary, one Presbyterian from, the man was a German.
Uh-huh.
So he was coming all the way from the Manfe. Then he came there and showed us a film show about the life of Christ.
Awesome.
That was the time to that have the interest
for Christianity.
For Christianity.
Uh-huh.
So the man gave us a full life of Christ to the end,
uh-huh.
and film show. But when the school closed now, I have to go out, I have nowhere to go. Then one day I managed again, meet some other people and follow them down to Manfe.
Mm-hmm.
And there I managed to get a master to serve.
Yes. What was he and who was he?
His name was Obusi, an Igbo man.
What was he doing? He was a trader?
He was a nurse working in the hospital.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So what did it involve being
I started school there again at Manfe.
Uh-huh.
Manfe Town, Manfe.
Which school?
Manfe Government School.
The government school. And in the rest of the day you would be serving your master?
Yeah, I was serving the master.
Yes, okay. So you stayed there for how long?
I stayed in Manfe from 1930 to 1938,
uh-huh.
till I completed the primary school.
Which, that was standard what? Standard 7?
Standard 6.
Standard 6,
yes.
Was the end of the primary school.
Primary school.
So after
and
that?
It was, at the end we took the public school, public exam.
Public exam.
Now, by then we have the Gambia,
mm-hmm.
Sierra Leone,
mm-hmm.
the Ghana, formerly that time Gold Coast,
yes.
and Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So this part of Cameroon was a minister thrown as a part
mm-hmm.
of Nigeria.
Yes.
So we study these four countries, one paper.
One exam.
One exam.
For everybody.
For, yes.
Standard
six. Okay. So in that school, we were 17.
Uh-huh.
We took that exam, and five of us passed.
Yourself included?
Yes.
Okay.
And out of these five, two of us are still living. One John is a man, is a Buya.
John who?
John Morpho.
And the father of Father Marcelo?
Yes.
Yes. He is also with you?
Yes.
And the others have died?
Yeah, the others have died.
Who were there? Were there any other Bangma people there?
There were some Bangma people were there.
No, I mean amongst this group who had passed.
No, and the two of us.
The two of you, there were two who passed.
Yes.
Okay. One last question before Father Joe drives us.
Yes.
Okay. And then we can continue another time.
All right.
When you were in Mafi there for 8 years, did you ever come home to...
Yes. Sometimes I used to come home on holiday, then go back to school.
Once a year?
Yes.
And what did people...
Sometimes after 2 years.
Yes. And what did people think of you?
Well, people were now respecting me as a man who can read and write.
Okay.
Because from my mother died in 1933 when I was already in Sawan. And I'll continue.
Okay, I think we've done the first part. That's your primary school. You can continue with Sase.
Yeah. So that was 1938. That was the year I passed at 6. So 1939, before we closed for holiday in 1938, Pepa came up from Sase to our school.
Who?
Pepa.
Oh,
later year, circular was sent round that the children wishing to attend secondary school could come down to Sase.
So then you went to Sase?
Then I went to Sase.
Okay, we can start there the next time.